USA Radio News with John Hunt. Three states allowed certain businesses to reopen with restrictions, even as the confirmed U.S. death toll from coronavirus rose past 50,000, and health experts warned it's too soon to ease lockdown orders. In Georgia and Oklahoma, salons, spas, and barbershops reopened with a green light from their Republican governors. Alaska allowed restaurants to resume dine-in service and retail shops and other businesses to reopen. Though limited in scope and subject to serious social distancing restrictions, the reopenings marked a symbolic milestone in the debate raging throughout the world as to how quickly political leaders should lift economically damaging lockdown orders. Also, President Donald Trump signed a $484 billion bill that aids employers and hospitals under stress from the coronavirus pandemic. Keep it right here for all your news updates. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Attorney Michael Avenatti was released from jail to prevent the spread of COVID-19, according to his lawyer, Dean Stewart. Stewart said, in this case, the court recognized the grave danger to federal inmates and took action. Avenatti is known for representing adult performer Stormy Daniels in her legal saga involving President Donald Trump, and he was convicted trying to extort Nike. He was being held at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan, awaiting sentencing. A judge said the release was temporary and that Avenatti must report back in 90 days. Smithfield Foods Incorporated, the world's largest pork processor, announced it's indefinitely closing an Illinois plant after a small portion of its 1,700 employees tested positive for COVID-19. And the Monmouth plant represents 3% of all U.S. fresh pork supplies. The news comes one day after Smithfield was accused in a lawsuit of failing to adequately protect workers at a Missouri plant who have been forced to work shoulder to shoulder during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now that a second coronavirus stimulus bill has been signed, Tim Berg is here to talk a little bit about what happens next.
President Trump signs the $480 billion stimulus package at the White House. Now, many Democrats are already pushing for a Phase 4 stimulus package, which would include money for state and local governments, but according to Republican Senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, we need to be thinking about one thing.
Here's what we need to focus on going forward: jobs. We've got 27 million people unemployed. Government shut down the economy in order to deal with this health crisis. We need to get that economy open back up, and to do that, we've got to get people back to work. We've got to get them jobs. So my message to my colleagues is jobs, jobs, jobs. Any future rescue package has got to focus on getting people rehired, supporting the payrolls of business so that workers can get their jobs back, can have their wages covered, and get back to work.
Fears surrounding the spread of the novel coronavirus have spawned a rash of fraudulent cures involving dangerous behaviors like ingesting powerful bleaching agents or inhaling a toxic gas. In Dallas, a federal judge granted a permanent injunction against Purity Health and Wellness Centers, a company that prosecutors allege solicited ozone therapy, which involves inhaling ozone gas as a cure or method for preventing COVID-19. Last week, prosecutors took similar action against a chiropractor who was advertising homeopathic remedies that would provide up to 90% protection against COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.